Hi, I'm Grant Winkup, and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 25th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandfather. We are recording this in the car back from the homestead. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, we lived right across the street from the playground behind the grade school. So I spent most of my time over in the playground playing baseball and basketball and other sports.
Okay.
And then there was a drugstore down the hill where we always used to go to get malts and read the comic books.
So you were kind of an adventurous kid.
I don't know if I'd call it that, but we had fun.
All right. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
My 11th grade social studies teacher, social studies, he's the one that got me interested in political science and government, serving in the government. And I think John F. Kennedy. You asked who I admired once. I think you asked me that question. I admired John F. Kennedy, who came to work for the government and did a lot of good things and had a really good vision of what things should be like.
Okay. What are you most grateful for?
Oh, the family.
Like, be specific, who?
All of you. I mean, it's hard to make. Can't be more specific than that.
Good answer.
It's a trick question.
Yeah. When were you in the military? Which branch did you serve in?
I was in the military from the beginning of 1970 until the end of 1973, and I was in the Air Force.
What did you do in the Air Force?
I was a lawyer, so I tried a few criminal cases, and then we had provided advice to the command for other things.
Okay. Sounds pretty interesting. Why did you join the military?
Because I would have been drafted getting out of undergraduate, and I wanted to go to law school. And the only way I could go to law school was if I got into the ROTC program, Reserve Officer Training Corps program. So I got in.
Wow, it's a big accomplishment. What were your feelings when you figured out that you had accomplished this or gotten in?
Well, I was happy to be able to go to law school, and
yeah.
I didn't want to go to Vietnam as a infantry officer, so I was pleased.
All right. Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Well, I just have one sibling, my older brother, and I was not particularly close to him because he's 3 years older and he was sort of doing different things. But we both played sports together. And
is that
played a lot of ping pong together?
Is that Uncle Pete?
Uncle Pete.
All right. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
I taught tennis. And I worked at a camp as a camp counselor.
Yeah.
And I used the money to play tennis and to go to buy stuff to drink after I played tennis. My friend and I would go by this place that had tall schooners of coal, like Grape-Aid, and other good things to drink when it was really hot after we played tennis.
Wow, so it sounds like you really like tennis.
I did like tennis.
Where were our ancestors born?
Well, let's see how far back. They came from the British Isles.
Where is that?
Well, some came from the British Isles, England, Wales, mainly, I think. And a few came from, on my dad's side, came from Germany. And they came, mostly through Canada. They came to Canada, and then they came south from Canada to Illinois.
Okay. So, do you remember what year? Or do you have any clue what
It was sort
era?
Of like the 1830s.
So a long time ago. So we've been, so our family's been in the U.S. for a long time.
A long time.
Do you know the story of how our ancestors came to this country? If there is any specific story?
I don't think I do know that story. Grandma might, but I don't remember it, no.
Do you know anything like, do you know any facts or anything about how our ancestors immigrated?
Well, my dad's great grandfather, I think, all his family members were killed in a fire in their house.
Oh.
And he was left. He was the only one that survived, and they sent him to the U.S. to be with relatives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So, what was my father like when he was growing up? Do you have any favorite stories about him?
Oh, he was, let's see, let's think about that. Well, let's see. He was very nice. Good son. And I think maybe my favorite story was when we went to the U.S. Open for the first time. First time we ever went, took the train up, went to the U.S. Open, spent the day there. It was a much smaller event than it is now.
Yeah.
And we were walking in the afternoon. We were going to take the train home that night. And we were walking in the afternoon along between the courts, and he sort of said to himself, but out loud, "This is the greatest day of my life." That's one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, and that's how the tradition kind of continued, because we've been going to the U.S. Open.
That's right.
Most times.
That's
every
right.
year. All right. Well, thank you very much for being my interviewee today. And I hope you have a good rest of your Thanksgiving break.
Well, thank you very much for interviewing me. Now, do you edit?